Hello and welcome back to the Film Posters podcast, and get ready for that part two that we've owed you for quite a bit. Anyways, here's some transitional tunes.
Let's get into the next film. This is very anticipated because, of course, whenever Rachel Sennett does a film, we're sat, we're listening, and we're probably going to end up loving it. It's called Bottoms, and it's directed by Emma Seligman. That's right, the director who gave us Shiva Baby. This premiered at South by Southwest to really great reviews. Apparently Charlie XCX is also doing the music for this.
As it should be. See?
It sounds so perfect.
It's a 90-minute flick. Delicious. It follows Rachel Sennett, who plays PJ, and Ayua DeBerry, who plays Josie, and they are two unpopular queer high school students to start a fight club to have sex before graduation. Again, it's super queer, it has a wonderful cast, and it follows just a bunch of queer people trying to hook up with cheerleaders. So, yes.
Love that.
Supposedly it's a queer version of Fight Club, which already sounds better than the original Fight Club.
Amen. It's produced by Elizabeth Banks as well.
The director who gave us Cocaine Bear, the mother.
So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah. I have no doubt. It has a 4.1 rating on Letterboxd and it has a 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb. Let's freaking go. I've been anticipating this since Shiva Baby because I met Emma Seligman and Rachel Sennett at a screening for Shiva Baby, and they talked about it because I asked them if they could sign my DVD copy. They were like, what's your name? And I'm like, my name is Josie. And they're like, oh, we're writing a character named Josie. This is what the film is about. I'm like, heck yeah, let's go.
So in a way, you kind of had a way of making this film happen.
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm pumped. Let's go.
Your name is going to show up in the credits. Your name is going to show up in the credits.
Yes, it's like one of the producers of Daisy Jones and the Six is named Josie. So whenever I see it, tapo la apellido, and I'm like, ah, yes.
Representation. So yeah, this is a film we 100% think you need to put on your watch list. I'm not 100% sure if it's going to theaters or if it's going to streaming. But either way, we all got to watch it. We all got to tune in because Rachel Sennett always delivers. This film is gonna deliver. The hype here is real. And next up, we gotta talk about this. Gotta talk about this film coming out in December. And it is directed by the king who brought us Paddington 1 and 2. It's called Wonka. Sorry, Timothy Chalamet. And you probably have a good idea of who put this on the list. Any guesses?
Hello. It is I. Am I the only one anticipating this? Come on. He sings. It's probably going to be quirky. It's probably going to be campy. Paddington 2 representation up in here. Let's go.
I mean, I'm anticipating it because I want to see Timothée Chalamet sing. Not going to lie. And this is a young Willy Wonka, and he's on this mission. He's going to spread joy through his chocolate, which quickly becomes a phenomenon. Very much a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This could either be really good or cause a lot of people to bash it. I heard this is in reshoots right now, which I never say is a bad thing because reshoots have been known to save a film. Rogue One, Godzilla 2014, they've been saved through reshoots. Mm-hmm. If anything, they always make a picture better. So is another film we're going to discuss later. But yeah, it could be really wholesome and it could be really good.
I'm more curious in, like, how is this going to play out?
Yeah, I think it's one of those films where I am anticipating it, but I have no expectations. I feel like it's dangerous to have high expectations with this one.
I would love to see a trailer just to see where my expectations will end up. That would be great to see. Maybe it'll come out with Barbie, because they're both Warner Brothers. Oh, damn, I just put out something into the universe that might, you know, leave Josie shaking. She's watching Barbie in IMAX, and out of nowhere, boom, Wonka trailer.
Cinema.
Five stars right there. But you know what? Wonka, it's coming out for Christmas. It's probably going to make a great Christmas film. Here's hoping, again, it's from the directors who gave us Paddington 1 and 2. We can vouch for Paddington 1 and 2 here.
Amen. But you know what? Exactly. Also has a really good trailer that has you and me going crazy.
I think I know.
It has a Luma. Not the Luma. Yeah. Fuera Luma de Puerto Rico.
No, not...
Fuck Luma.
Not her. No. We're talking about the Nintendo icon. Yes. We're talking about Super Mario Bros. Movie here. We're talking about the Nintendo kids who grew up.
Mira, I'm a Nintendo stan, pero es que, and the animation looks good. Pero es que Chris Pratt, man.
Ana, I pretend I do not hear.
I want to just think he's a newcomer, and I'm a Nintendo fan through and through. I love Mario. I played those games growing up. I was excited to hear about this film. I agree with you. The animation looks amazing. Well, looks really good. I love Illumination's animation, so it's gonna work for me.
No, the animation looks freaking crisp. Let me tell you, it's so good.
Do I like the choice they picked for Mario? Absolutely not. But
because it's
no, it's Italian American erasure. Let's face it. But I do think it could actually be really good, and I'm just going to pretend that Mario is being placed by a newcomer that we have no idea who it is. They're still getting started in acting. That's what I'd like to think, because I feel Jack Black is going to carry this film as Bowser, and I'm a Bowser fan, so this is literally written for me. It's going to be 90 minutes.
For me, it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
I saw her commercial that she did for Caribbean Cinemas and IMAX during Dungeons and Dragons.
I think that it's a perfect casting. It's Same. Just great. I'm excited for her. I'm watching it for her. Nothing else exists.
I'd love to see some great. The world building I know is going to be great. I already saw a clip of the movie, and the world building is done really well. But I gotta say, I'm very much looking forward to seeing the Easter eggs. Maybe certain characters show up. Josie, you know what I'm referring to. I'm hopeful a lot of Easter eggs show up so that we can scream at the screen.
No, so hay que decirlo. Mira, if Rosalina shows up, I will scream and people will know it was me. And supposedly she is going to be in the film. So I am like my soul is vibrating to a higher plane.
There are so many potential Easter eggs with this film, and it's 90 minutes. They could pack in a lot with this world building. I'd love to see Rosalina. She's an icon. They could potentially do a really great job. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll hear you from New York if she shows up. I'm pretty sure I'll hear you. We'll be just texting you like, was that you? Is that you screaming? Is this confirming what we know?
So from the posers, Juan and I are the Super Mario Bros. Movie stands.
100%. Let's move on to something I think two other posers will be interested in watching. This comes out in August, Leo season. This is a film directed by Luca Guadagnino, starring icon, legend, fashion, Nista, Zendaya, stars Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor. It's called Challengers. It is a tennis movie. And this sounds scrumptious. This sounds like it's going to give us all the tea. It's going to be really great cinema.
Honestamente, first time I hear about this movie.
Am I in my phone bro era?
I'm excited. You know what I'm doing? I'm just excited for original films.
Yeah, so people that don't know what this film is about, it basically follows Zendaya, who is a tennis player turned coach that has taken her husband, Art, played by Mike Faist, and transformed him from mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of tournament on the Pro Tour, where he finds himself standing across the net from the once promising, now burnt out Patrick, played by Josh O'Connor. His former best friend and his wife's former boyfriend. Tensions run high on and off the court as old flames are reignited, competition builds, and love and careers hang in the balance. It's anyone's game.
How does that not sound great? Like, let's be honest.
I love
it. It's gonna be scrumptious.
So yeah, you should put that on your list. Even if you're just a Zendaya fan, you should just be there for Zendaya. But it's gonna be great. You know what else is a film I don't see a lot of people talking about, but they should be? It's a comedy. And it stars Academy Award nominee Stephanie Hsu. It is called Joyride, directed by Adele Lim, who is one of the writers of Raya and the Last Dragon and Crazy Rich Asians. This is her directorial debut. And it's going to be a raunchy comedy, but it it's gonna look really good. Not gonna lie, the trailer was funny. It follows four Asian American friends who are traveling through Asia in search of one of their birth mothers. Along the way, their experience becomes one of bonding, friendship, belonging, and no holds barred debauchery. I miss when raunchy comedies were good. You know, when you could actually laugh and the laughs age well. And I feel like this film is gonna have that. I feel like they could pull this off. And again, Academy Award nominee Stephanie Hsu. She's gonna bring it.
I haven't, but I'm really excited for it.
Me too. I just want to be surprised.
You're gonna. I think I saw the trailer. Was it the one where they were like best friends and like they were they met in the park?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Like, I want to watch it. Yeah.
It had its debut just like Bottoms at South by Southwest. The reviews were really good. I have a good feeling about that. It's coming out in July, I think, July 7th. Say it's summer. A good summer comedy is always necessary. So right, check out the trailer, and if you want to see it, write that down. Next one we need to talk about. We're Hunger Games fans here. Let's face it. We grew up watching the Hunger Games films. We saw them in theaters. And now we have this new film coming out based on a recent book. It's called The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, directed by Francis Lawrence.
I need to rewatch them, but I am kind of excited for this movie. Okay. I haven't read it. I haven't read the book of this one. Pero por lo que he escuchado. Like, there's some pretty deep drama going on, okay? I'm excited. Yeah. Excepto que sale el, you know who, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
We just pretend we do not see. I mean, we do, but we just pretend.
Listen, we have been partaking in the Hunger Games Renaissance this past couple of weeks. Right, Anna?
We have. It's been very fruitful past couple of weeks in the TikTok community.
Yes.
The amount of edits, the amount of theories, the drama.
Yes.
It has sparked again my love for Hunger Games.
Yes.
I cannot wait to watch this movie.
You know, it'll be fun. It would be fun too. It's going to be fun to see the games again, you know, children killing children, all that good stuff.
Damn, son.
I'm kidding.
All I know is apparently this book, someone pitched me as a similar version of Joker because it has a younger President Snow. I don't know if I'm going to connect with the film, but I'm going to be watching probably the first showing for Viola Davis. That's it.
It's an interesting story, honestly, because it basically takes place after the revolution because the Hunger Games were created because of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And President Snow trying to bring back honor to his family's name, and he's trying to do a lot of things, and he just gets stuck with District 12, and he has to make sure that she survives.
It could be interesting. It comes out in the fall. We'll see if it's a hit, see if it's a flop. Worst case scenario, it's a great excuse to rewatch the Hunger Games films. I think we can all agree on that. And I think they're on Netflix right now.
For a month. They were
removed yesterday, unfortunately.
No!
Oh, I got them on 4K. I'm good. I'll rewatch them there. We own them in physical. Physical media does not disappoint. I'm sorry. It doesn't disappoint. Now, we got to talk about this next film. It is a DC film. Yes. They are struggling right now. I understand. But this film actually looks good. Okay, this film is called Blue Beetle, and it's supposed to come out on my birthday as of this recording. So that could actually be a really cool use of my birthday to see that then. And for those of you who do not know, it follows Jaime Reyes, who acquires a mysterious scarab that binds to his spine and provides him with a powerful suit of blue alien armor. It is directed by Angel Manuel Soto. And this could potentially be a really good DC film, which I know a lot of people haven't said since the Batman, but it's possible.
I'm excited for it.
I hope it just doesn't disappoint, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm saying, but it was also,
there's been a lot of misses rather than hits on the DC universe lately. And I just wish that it's not a miss.
Same, and it would be sad because parts of it were filmed here in Puerto Rico. Yeah. It kind of just has so many pieces that would lead to a really good film. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel DC needs a hit badly right now. Like, really badly. And I know they got The Flash coming up, but we'll see.
Yes, and it could potentially be Blue Beetle, the next good thing for DC. I know someone that's already seen a bit of the film and they were blown away, so apparently it's gonna be good. Here's to hoping. Let's not get our expectations up high, pero es posible que sea buena.
And that's enough for me. Now for the next couple of films, they are honorable mentions. They're films we think should be on your radar. That's correct. So these are some of our choices that did not make the discussion round. We should still put on your list just in case. First up, The Meg 2. Yes, there is a sequel to The Meg coming out. If you've heard our creature feature episode, you know I love this film. It's a huge ass shark causing chaos. Come on. It could be really good. I don't know. I have faith. It could potentially come out in the summer. We'll see. If it does, I'm there. I'm there. That's all I have. I'll be there. Next up is a film from DreamWorks that comes out in June. June is really stacked. June is giving us 3 animated films. Remember the days when they were just sent to streaming services? Not this time. They're all being sent to theaters now. It's called Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. It's about a shy teenager who discovers that she's part of a legendary royal lineage of mythical sea krakens and that her destiny in the depths of the ocean is bigger than she ever dreamed. It stars Lana Condor, Toni Collette, Annie Murphy, Sam Richardson, Will Forte, Coleman Domingo. It looks really good. If you have a chance to check out the trailer, highly recommend it. It looks like it could be a surprise, like a surprisingly good film.
That cast sounds good.
Yeah.
Next honorable mention, Ghosted, directed by Dexter Fletcher, who gave us the iconic Rocketman. It's an action comedy. Salt of the Earth Cole falls head over heels for enigmatic Sadie, but then makes the shocking discovery that she's a secret agent. Before they can decide on a second date, Cole and Sadie are swept away on an international venture to save the world. I love an action comedy. Going to be from Apple TV Plus. Stars Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. The trailer looks fun. Sounds like fun. It could be really fun. Comes out in April. I feel like I'm the only one who knew.
I love the poster for that film because it looks fake.
Graphic design. Is there passion, Gabriela?
Yes.
I just saw it right now.
The poster. It's honestly a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That looks like a Wattpad poster.
No, no, no. You're thinking of Beautiful Disaster starring Dylan Sprouse, which also comes out.
It does look like a Wattpad poster.
You know what? There's room for lots of WhatsApp
posters. The next one also has to do with relationships.
Oh, yes. Renfield, starring Nicolas Cage as Dracula and Nicholas Holt as R.M. Renfield. Having grown sick and tired of the centuries as Dracula's lackey, Renfield finds a new lease on life and maybe even redemption when he falls for feisty, perennially angry traffic cop Rebecca Quincy, played by Awkwafina. It's Nicolas Cage as Dracula.
Yes.
It looks gory. It looks like fun. Again, it is another film coming out in April. Come on. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which Anna has yet to see as of this recording, came out in April, and it was a great film. Nicolas Cage in April. It seems to be a really good pair.
I'm excited. You know, I'm a big Dracula fan, so I'm excited for this twist on the tale.
I know there's Nicolas Cage, but I also like how Nicholas Holt like chooses quirky characters.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
I don't like seeing that man play modern people. He deserves to play Renaissance and medieval British people forever. His character in The Menu was out of whack because I'm used to him in The Great, The Favorite, all that good stuff. Even when he played a zombie.
Warm bodies.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Cinema. Yeah, so I'm anticipating Renfield as a warm body stan.
Warm body stan combined with Nicolas Cage stan. Next up, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Indiana Jones is back. This time being directed by James Mangold. Childhood, coming out for the summer, end of June.
Yeah, so I just added this one to the list because Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
I'm excited. And my dad was hesitant when he found out that Steven Spielberg was no longer directing it. But as soon as I informed him that the new director directed Ford versus Ferrari, he was on board.
He loved that movie.
He's a Ford versus Ferrari fan. Which I'm not surprised, but I still find it amusing.
It's a dad film. It's such a dad film.
He's watched it like 3 times. He saw it on a plane.
But you know what? The trailer looks good. I've seen it in IMAX. It could be really good. It's childhood, like we all said. It's the return of Harrison Ford. We kind of have to root for it at this point because a lot of people didn't like Kingdom of Crystal Skull.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was not a good movie.
I mean, I'm rewatching all 4 films this year to prepare for this, so I'll see where I stand with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. At the time, I liked it, but we'll see. But yeah, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is going to be in there. Could be really good. Summer blockbuster. Hit or miss. But you know what else is coming out in June? A new Wes Anderson film called Asteroid City. And this is very much a film that is probably going to end up on Josie's top of the year list. Hopefully. Hopefully. Putting that out there.
It just looks like a dapper, silly little old postcard, and I'm excited. I like the colors. A lot of people are annoyed by them, but I'm here for it. It's giving Instagram filter 2014 Tumblr. I'm here. It's a little bit reminiscent of Moonrise Kingdom too in terms of color grading. So I'm excited. Also, the cast looks really good.
Yeah, and it looks like Moonrise Kingdom, but with aliens. Which work?
It's Wes Anderson's Nope.
Damn, but white. Let's face it, a lot of this cast is white.
Yeah, he's trying. Slowly. He's trying. Very slowly.
One POC at the time.
Add Jodie Turner Smith to the next Wes Anderson film.
Oh, yes. She would be great. Next up, a film I threw on here because whenever Lindsay Lohan does a film, I'm seated. It's called Irish Wish. It's going to be on Netflix. It's a rom-com. Maddie, played by Lindsay Lohan, is a bridesmaid attending a wedding in Ireland between her best friend and the love of her life. After a wish gone awry, Maddie wakes up in a world where she becomes the betrothed, only to discover that reality isn't the one she really wants. Ireland. Rom-com. Lindsay Lohan. I am seated. You sold me. I'm in. I don't need to see a trailer. Just tell me when it's on Netflix and I'll be there. That's it. That's all I need. The Lindsay Lohan Renaissance. Let's go. Let's go. Is this my Killers of the Flower Moon? Is this the only one that no one else has heard of?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
Okay, well, y'all need to get into it and add it to your watch list. It's going to be great. And so is, potentially, The Marvels, directed by Nia DaCosta, who gave us The Candyman Requel.
I'm excited. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I can feel it. I can feel it. I love the first Captain Marvel and everyone else in the world that disagrees with me. I can't hear you. You are invisible. Yeah. I'm excited. Nia DaCosta, I have hope in you. I love the stories of each of these characters. I'm all in.
Right. This is supposed to come out in July. This is one of those cases where it's one of the reasons why we didn't want to do release dates. Currently got pushed back to November. It's going under reshoots. It's gonna help the film out. I know it. It's gonna help the film out. I have faith in it. Agreed. Nia DaCosta, she's got this. Nia DaCosta's got this. And Carol Danvers is actually a really good character. And I think when more people realize that, the better. Because Captain Marvel was a good film. I agree. It was fun. Next up is Anna's pick. Evil. Oh, damn, Chi Chi. Evil Dead Rise. Go ahead, before I state my issues with Evil Dead Rise. Go ahead.
Mira, primero que todo, for those who have seen the trailer, how dare they put the cheese grater scene, okay? I was cringing so much. But it looks gory as fuck, and I'm sorry, I'm here for it. I'm an Evil Dead Rise stan. And I'm pretty excited to watch it.
I mean, I didn't think we were going to get another Evil Dead film, but here we are.
I love that you get this movie, Anna.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
I love this for you. I love this for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will not be seated, but I'm glad you will be.
Thank you for the support.
I saw the trailer for the first time before Cocaine Bear, and I was like, yeah, that's going to be a no for me, fam.
The minute I saw a tattoo needle get close to an eye, nope.
This is going to be insane.
Was Evil Dead 2013 not scarring enough for me? We got to do this
again.
Oh,
that was amazing. One of the best remakes out there.
You know what? In your fantasy, I'm sure you're right.
Juan.
But you know what? This film did debut at South by Southwest. It got really good reviews. It comes out April. Anna, you're going to be thriving in April because you'll get Nicolas Cage in horror, which hopefully you'll be able to see, and Evil Dead Rise. Back
love
to back.
That for me.
And even Susume, that comes out like nearby too. Like, damn, you really are thriving.
That's gonna be my. I'm gonna go to the movies month.
April is your month, girl. April is your month.
April's gonna be my month. I'm gonna rise my Letterboxd stats.
And I love that for you because we're both in our flop era with Letterboxd.
Yeah.
But April's not only your good month, apparently September will be too, because September has Paw Patrol 2, the Mighty Movie. Your next
Rita.
Honorable mention?
Rita, guys, I don't care. The first Paw Patrol movie, amazing. This one, they're going to have superpowers now, okay? They're going to be bonkers. It's the boost of serotonin that I need.
The irony, if Paw Patrol 2 ends up in Best Animated Feature, and everyone's going to have to watch the first one and the second one.
Damn, son.
Or in Anna's case, another win.
A win is a win.
What is a win?
ACAB agenda.
I mean, it's the Oscars. Anything can happen. Moving on to a new film by David Fincher called The Killer. Not in reference to Wendy Williams' version of The Killer. This is starring Michael
Fassbender. Or The Killers for Brightside.
Or The Killers for Brightside. Absolutely. No reference to that whatsoever. This one just stars Michael Fassbender and Tilda Swinton, which is about after a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. I'm sure Gabriela put this on the list. I'm quite sure of it.
It's Daddy Fincher. Daddy Fincher and I are in rough terms because of Mank, obviously.
Mm.
So hopefully he redeems himself with this movie. Anna, what do you think?
I literally just heard about this movie like 40 minutes ago. Already added on my Letterboxd watch list, so yeah.
Again, another hit or potential flop.
Another hit.
Who's to say? But either way, a win is a win because Fincher came back for Gabriela and so Anna. So hopefully it's a good hit for y'all. I probably won't be watching it, but good for y'all. And to round out this very long list of films that are probably going to end up on your agendas, if you will.
If they aren't already.
If they aren't already, exactly. This film was acquired by A24. It is a horror film. So I can already tell Anna put this on the list. And it is called Talk to Me. It's about when a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand. They become hooked on the new thrill until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces. Yeah, that's a big fat no for me. Good luck to all of y'all, though. Anna?
It sounded interesting. It was acquired by A24, and I only heard good things about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to add this on my list. That is my reason.
Josie, Gabriela, are either one of you going to watch this?
Yes. I will.
I avoided this at Sundance. It looks scaly.
I will watch it.
And you will let us know how it goes. And with that, we have concluded our anticipated films of 2023. The films that have come out, the films that have yet to come out, and films we hope you'll end up putting on your radar. And with that, that is all for today's episode. We'd like to thank you for listening and to give a shout out to all the kind people sending love our way. If you'd like to keep up with us, make sure to follow us at Film Posers on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Where can they find you, posers?
You can find me on Twitter at Gabby_Burgos27 and on Letterboxd at Gabby Cristina.
And you can find me on Twitter as Anna_Sophia53 and on TikTok as Anna_Sophia553.
You can find me at the Josie Marie on Twitter and Letterboxd.
And you can find me at Leading Mohicans on Twitter, on Letterboxd, and now, thanks to peer pressure, on TikTok. That's right. He caved in.
Yay! He's on TikTok. Yay!
I'm not gonna lie, it's a lot of fun. Get into it. Thank you for peer pressuring me. Maybe bullying does work. And again, thank you all for listening. And remember, we are all film posers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.